Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel V'chein Shlosh Kfarim HaMushulashin. If you have three villages that are mishulash in the shape of a triangle, one village in the top, one village in the bottom right, and one village in the bottom left. Imyesh Bein Shnayim Machitzonim. If there are in between the bottom right and the bottom left, the base of the triangle, Me'ev Rabam Ve'echad Ushlish, the space of 141 and a third amos. Meaning, Kolomar, as if to say, we look at the top, the point of the triangle, we look at that village as if it's moved down into the space between the bottom right and the bottom left, as if now you have three villages in a row. So if you have Bain between the first village and all in the bottom right, and then in the middle village, which we're stretching into the space between the bottom right and the bottom left, or between the middle village, which is coming into the space between the bottom right and bottom left towards its neighboring village on the bottom left side. If the distance between, you know, any of these cities is a distance of 141 and a third amos, which is the shear of a karfeif, this, you know, open field area, then we look at it, asa emtzai eshloshtan liyot ke'echad. The middle one makes the all three of them into one, you know, gigantic city. One gigantic metropolis. Kosh Ushak Farm, all three villages, Nechshavim Ka'achad, they're considered as one village. Modim Behem Estuchim HaShabbos, you measure the border of Shabbos, Mechutz L'Gvulos HaMakifim Shloshtan Yachad, you measure the 2,000 Amah border outside all three of them together, because they combine to be one big city. As long as, when you stretched out, when you pull down the top point of the triangle, you know, it's an imaginary space in between the bottom right and bottom left. If the distance between, you know, each of those villages is 141 and a third amos or less, then we could give them one, you know, make them into one giant city, and then measure 2,000 amos from outside all three of them. And the Gemara explains, it's only as long as the, you know, top part of the triangle, this village, is within 2,000 amos of the other two. If it's, you know, outside 2,000 amos, then of course, we won't pull it down and consider it part of the city, because once it's outside 2,000 amos, so then it won't work. So, you know, if it's within 2,000 amos, and then, you know, the space between them is 141 and a third, so then we consider it part of the city. But if it's, you know, 5,000 amos away, even if technically you were to pull it down to the space between the right and the left, you'd have 141 and a third or less, it's not going to help, because once it's out of the tchum, then you can't combine it to the other two cities. Okay. Mishnah Dalet is going to discuss the process of how we measure the cities. Ein Modedin, we do not measure the tchum for the border for Shabbos, El Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amma, only with a rope which is 50 amos long. They say here it's a rope made out of flax, that the length is 50 amos long, Lo Pachot, not less than that, Lo Yoter, not more than that. It can't be less, because the measuring is done by two people. One holds the rope, you know, on one side, and one holds the rope on the other side. And if the rope is too short, they're going to end up stretching it, and they're not going to have an accurate measurement. And it can't be too long, because if it's too long, then they're not going to, it's not going to be stretched out properly. And then it's going to end up being shortened. So you got to have exactly 50 amos. Below Yimdod, Ella connected Libo. Kol Echad, each person that's holding the rope should hold it neged his heart, not one holding it by his head, one holding it by his feet, because then if I'm holding it on the top of my body and someone's holding it 50 amos away to the bottom of his body, it could be on a slant and won't be accurate, right? So each person's got to hold it level to his heart so that the rope is straight and you have an accurate 50 amma distance. So now he's got the rope, he's got the way to hold it, so you have these two people, and then Hayamodi, they begin measuring it, right? Chevel achrei chevel, rope after rope. They, you know, they do one area, then another area, then another area, every 50 amos. V'yigia l'gai, they reach a valley. Olageder, they reach a pile of stones. Mavliya, so what do you do now? You don't go into the valley, you don't climb into the mountain. So Mavliya es midron hagai, you swallow up the slope of the valley. Shein yod motocho, don't go down to the valley and don't start, you know, measuring its slope, because you're gonna throw off the whole measurement. El modim es rochvo, you measure the width from one edge to the other. So too by a fence, right? Mavli es goiva, you take its height, you just swallow it up. You don't measure the height. Shein malalav, you don't start climbing it up and start measuring its slanted part of it. Rather, magbina sechavli, you lift up the rope above the pile, and then you just measure the distance. The Gemara explains, they were talking about a guy, a valley, which is width is exactly 50 amos. So the one stands on one edge of the valley, and the other one stands on the other edge of the valley, and they stretch out the rope to get the exact distance. Now, in cases where it's going to be more than 50 amos, we'll discuss what they do in a moment. Then they go back to their measurements. What does that mean? The Gemara is medayik from over here that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, if they're measuring against the city, like for example to the east of the city, and then they reach a valley which width is more than 50 amos, now what do? Right? The rope's only 50 amos long. Before we said the valley was exactly 50 amos, so great. Each one stands on top of the valley and they measure it from one end to the other. But if the valley is more than 50 amos long, what do? They can't, hover in the air. The rope's not long enough. But what happens in Yelchov if they go the tzadim to the right side of the valley or to the left side of the valley, which is not, next to the city? So what happens is the valley will narrow. Even just a guy miskatcha, it'll narrow, and then they'll be able to stand from one end to the other. So even though that area is not, against the city. Right, they have to go to the outskirts of the city to get to the narrower part of it, so they can stand on one end and the other. Nevertheless, mutter is permitted for them to go in order to measure the valley, and afterwards they come back to the original line where they were measuring in the city, and they measure it like that. So they can go to the outskirts, and where the valley narrows, get the measurement, and then continue back to where they were initially to continue the process. What about Higia Lahar? They reach a mountain. So Mavliya, you swallow it up also. Don't measure its height. So how do they do that? Kigon Shemamid Klonus, you put up these two poles. You put up two poles on either end of the mountain. Then you take the ropes and you measure it over the mountain. Now the Gemara explains that this is only with a mountain that let's just say you were to walk, 5 amos on the mountain, you'd reach a height of 10 Tefachim. So then you could use this method of, putting up these poles, because it's not such a tall mountain, and measuring it by putting the ropes on top of the poles, one person on either end. But what about a mountain, which is a lot more narrower, that even when you walk up 4 amos, you're already at a distance of 10 Tefachim. So, I'm sorry, even when you walk 4 amos, let's see here. Right, meaning this is only by a mound that if you would walk 5 amos on it, you're at a height of 10 tefachim. But a mound that if you were to walk 4 amos on it, you're already at a height of 10 tefachim. So this could be a very, very steep mountain. There, they just say, omdin v'holochlo, just estimate what the distance would be, had the mountain not be there, and your estimation is good enough, you don't have to use ropes. So that's what you'd do if the mountain would be too steep, meaning every 4 amos you walk, you already hit a height of 10 tefachim. Whereas mountains that are more wider, that every 5 amos you walk, you hit a height of 10 tefachim, you'd use the rope method. If you were to walk 4 amos and hit 10 tefachim of a height, then you just estimate the distance and then just go back to what you're doing. V'chozer, let me dust you, go back to your measuring. But you can't go outside of the border. Meaning, if the valley or the mountain is very, very wide, within the border, until a point, you can't, measure them with the rope, unless you go outside the border. So what they're saying is don't go outside the border. Because if you go outside the border, then people are going to think that the, tchum goes outside the border also, because it's what you're measuring there, and we don't want that to happen. So what do you do now? You can't, measure it inside because it's too big. And you can't go outside because you can't go outside where it's smaller, and you could, measure it, because people are going to think that the tchum goes further than where it should be going. Rather, what you should do is, if you can't swallow it up, you can't, lift put the strings over the mountain, it's too big, and you can't go to the outskirts, like we just said. So, bazoo in this, Rabbi Dostai, by Rabbi Yana, the son of Rabbi Yana, Mishum Rabbi Meir, the name of Meir, he would say, Shemati, I heard, Shemekajin Baharim. What does that mean? You make a hole in the mountain, and you measure, through the hole. What does that mean? You're not gonna make a real hole. Kolomar, Sharoma Saharim, you look at the mountain, Kilohim Nekuvim, as if it had a hole in it, and then you measure the land beneath that. So how's that done? The Gemara explains that they would measure the mountain with a rope of only 4 amos in length. Not 50 amos, 4 amos. And one who stands at the bottom of the mountain would hold the rope against his heart, and the other guy who's climbing the mountain would hold the rope against his feet. To a point that as they're climbing, right, the second guy is higher, first guy is lower, The first guy is holding it at his heart towards the top of his body, and the guy who's higher up holds it at his legs towards the lower part of his body, the rope will end up being straight, right? If I take a rope from my heart to your feet, of course it's going to be on a slant. But if you're on top of a mountain at a distance of 4 amos, it'll end up straightening out itself. So this is how they would measure the whole height of the mountain, and then with this, they'd constantly have a straight string as they climb up the mountain, because they're doing it with the system of, you know, bottom guy rope at the heart, top guy rope at the legs, to keep the rope level. And they could do this, you know, system in a valley that's very steep, or over a pile of stones. The idea is that, you know, every time they walk 4 amos, they know they have a measurement of 4 amos, you know, without the hill even being there, because they're keeping the string straight by keeping the lower end by the guy's heart, the upper end by the guy's feet, which ends up evening out, you know, when they're on a mountain. So if you have to do this 10 times, you would know that the distance, you know, without the hill would be a distance of 40 amos. Because, you know, 10 times 4 amos, it would be 40. And they bring down over here that Rabbi Dustai says, Bezu, that only in this, meaning, what's Bezu, what's this? Daf, when you measure Tchum Shabbos, can you use this system of Mekadrim Bahar, I'm making these quote-unquote holes in the mountain. But not when it comes to measuring two cities for an Egla Arufa, and not when they're measuring, Egla Rufa was, they would measure the distance to see where a dead body was found, to know which city was closer, which city was responsible for it. And they don't use the system either for measuring the tchum of the Yare Miklat of the Levium, where a guy who murdered someone would run to for refugee, because when they should be him and Torah, because those measurements are on a Torah level. Whereas this is not as stringent, and therefore you could use this system, but not with the Egla Rufa concept or with the Ari Miklat for the Levium.